Nervous investors both in China and abroad will be watching a major political meeting in Beijing today for signals about the health of the world's second largest economy. China's leaders are likely to set a lower economic growth target for this year, but some economists in China openly say the official figures can't be trusted. Here's China correspondent Bill Birtles.
The Northern Hemisphere spring is political season in the Chinese capital. Almost 3,000 delegates cast votes in what's widely viewed as a rubber stamp parliament. But those with the real power, the Communist Party leaders, are under huge pressure this year to show they can control a rapidly slowing economy. China is likely to set a GDP growth target of at least 6%, down from 6.6 last year. But economist Xiang Songzhou of Renmin University says those government figures must be taken with a grain of salt.
Many people, including some officials and entrepreneurs, have doubts over official figures. So that's why more and more people don't believe the official figures of growth rate is a reality of China's economy.
Professor Xiang recently faced censorship for a speech in which he cited several independent studies that found China's GDP was only growing at a fraction of the official rate. One study theorized that by the end of last year, China's economy was growing almost four times slower than the official rate.
But even according to official figures, the slowing down is obvious. It doesn't matter whether we use official figures or use private institutions' figures. The scenario is the same.
Already, Australia has felt the Chinese slowdown firsthand. Some Australian coal shipments have been delayed off Chinese ports for up to 7 weeks, awaiting inspections and clearance. China's government says there's nothing unusual going on. But coal analysts in China say officials are holding up imports to protect Chinese coal producers as demand weakens. For the leaders in Beijing, there's another pressure point: Donald Trump's trade war. China has long been accused of blocking or hindering foreign companies from its home market. But government spokesman Zheng Yesui says a new foreign investment law set to be passed over the next week will help to ease those concerns.
It is a fundamental change to China's foreign investment management system, and it will help create a more open, transparent, and predictable environment for investors and provide stronger legal guarantee for greater opening across the board.
Passing the law might help China edge closer to a deal with the US on trade. Beijing badly wants a deal because American tariffs are making the Chinese slowdown even worse. But there are many more issues the White House wants China to take action on before it lifts the tariffs. So observers will be closely watching this week for any signs that China will offer further concessions. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.